Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Denise Nadler, her mom, Beverly Nadler, and all their friends and family. And we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, did you know that self-esteem is good for your health? It has to do with how much you value and appreciate yourself. It has nothing to do with being egotistical. Some people consider self-esteem and self-confidence to be the same, but they are not. While there is a relationship between the two, a person can appear and feel self-confidence and still have low self-esteem. The reverse is also true. Join health guru Beverly Nadler today
as she discusses the difference between the two and also explains why good self-esteem is so important to good health. As someone who definitely has self-confidence, self-esteem, self-love, and love for other people, and just simply wants to make a difference in your life with her fabulous books, her extraordinary website, my friend Beverly Nadler. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. It's always a pleasure to be on this show, and whatever you say for me is true for you. You certainly have wonderful self-esteem and not at all in a conceited or egotistical way. Self-esteem is probably one, it is probably one of the most important gifts you can give yourself. And in this show, also, I will be giving a number of ways for people to increase their self-esteem. First, to recognize when they don't have enough, and then to increase it. And if people actually do the simple techniques that I recommend, they will have enormous changes in their life. Because, as you said, self-esteem is really important for your health, and lack of it can impact very negatively and create poor health, which is totally unnecessary. You know, we're talking about self-confidence and self-esteem not being the same. There are people who exude self-confidence, but it's really the false mask that they put on because they don't have self-esteem. They really do not feel good about themselves, and so they want to pretend and present themselves in a way that often is very arrogant and overpowering because they don't feel, people who really feel good about themselves don't need to do that. And self-esteem does not mean you need to be confident about everything. When a person has self-esteem, it's okay for them to say, you know, I don't really know the answer to that. Or if it's something that they believe is important for them to know the answer to, they'll say, I don't have the answer, but I can get it for you. And there's no feeling of, gee, I should have known that. It's a wonderful feeling, and I didn't always have it. I do have it now. I can honestly say that, even though I prefer to have answers because I have a very inquiring mind. But the fact is, it's not some terrible thing if I can't do something. But, you know, the media and so many teachers even, they reinforce people having low self-esteem by giving you the impression that you're supposed to be perfect.
Yes, that's very, very true. I just want to share with you on the heels of what you just said how important it is to be able to look someone in the eye and say, I don't know, and feel good about yourself regardless of that. It's no big deal. No one is expected to know everything. So important, in fact, that I taught that in classes. I'd have people partner up, look each other in the eye and say, I don't know, I'll check it out, I'll let you know, I'll get back to you. So important. But even powerful people oftentimes feel uncomfortable when they don't know something. Well, good for you. You know so much that it's never been a problem.
Well,
back
there's
to
a
you,
lot
Beverly.
I don't know. You know, the subjects that I'm interested in, yes, but there's many subjects that I'm not that interested in. And years ago, I felt really a lack of self-esteem because, quite frankly, most of my life, or at least my adult life, and even my young adult life, you know, going from, not from the teens, but early 20s, I didn't feel good about myself because I never had an enormous interest, and I still don't, in everything that's going on in the world. That was not my primary thing. Mine was an inner search. What can I do to make myself better? It was about health. It was about the spirituality. These are the things that I've been interested in my whole life. And not having that much interest in the outer world, I felt that that was really very, quote, wrong. Now I have enough interest to know what's going on, and I do have opinions, but I don't get into any political religious or any of those discussions that will lead to people to have the huge arguments. I don't get into any of that. And I am very comfortable with knowing that my particular purpose and reason for being here is to understand mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health and healing. And that is primarily an inner search, and what are the outer things we can do to make that happen. So I feel quite good about that, and I no longer feel like I should be doing that, and I should have done that, and why didn't I do that, and why don't I care about that? That's not an issue for me. And to anyone who's listening to this show, I say really search and see if the things you think you are supposed to know or supposed to do are really priorities for you, because you may find out that they're not. They're not the things that are part of your purpose. They're not the things that are part of your work. It's just that, again, the media, even a lot of teachers out there, speakers, give you the impression that you should do this or should do that. And I'm telling you, look inside your own self and see. But we will be talking very specifically about how to build self-esteem.
And one of the things I know you're going to talk about that I think is really important, what is the distinction between self-confidence and self-esteem? One might think it's one and the same, but you can have one without the other, as we'll soon find out. Right, Beverly?
Well, I did give some of that already right at the beginning, that there is a difference, but we'll go deeper into it. Low self-confidence, unless it's linked to low self-esteem, does not cause illness. Low self-esteem does, and it could be quite serious. Confidence simply means, yeah, I know how to do this particular thing, and I can do it, and I'm going to do it. And if you don't, you know, and you think you should, a person can then read the books on it or watch videos on YouTube or whatever, because almost every subject in the world is available, and they can do that to develop self-confidence. If you come into a new job, you don't start off with confidence, but if you have self-esteem, then you say, okay, I can learn that. And it's very different from the actual feeling that one has when they don't have good self-esteem. They don't feel good about themselves. You can value yourself tremendously without having confidence in, I don't have any confidence, for instance, that I can fix a car or that I can play the guitar or that I'm a good bowler. These are not things that I do, but it doesn't bother me at all. It's not an issue for me. So self-confidence is the ability to feel that you can do whatever it is you need to do. Self-esteem is self-love. It's self-appreciation. It's your own self-image. And when I say self-love, I'm not talking about egotistical love. I'm talking about a recognition that you have value, that you have worth, that you are here for a reason, that you can make a difference in the things you want to. Not everybody has to make a difference in the entire world, although the truth is, because everything is connected and everything is energy and everything is vibration and frequency, the better we feel about ourselves, the more positive energy we are actually sending out, resonating into the universe, and we are, in fact, assisting our own world. And when I say our own, I'm talking about the whole energy field that exists to improve and evolve, because we are sending out good feelings. People with good self-esteem tend to send out good energy, good vibrations, because they feel good about themselves, and they feel okay about their lives. Very rarely with someone with good self-esteem will you find them saying, oh, my life is disgusting and horrible, whatever things go. They don't. What they do is appreciate themselves and appreciate, and the more you appreciate yourself, the more you attract to yourself things that are worthy of your appreciation. Because, like attracts like in that way.
I want to add to that by saying that self-confidence is a person's belief that he or she can succeed. It is usually specific to particular tasks, but some people seem to display it in a wide range of activities. Your perception of yourself has an enormous impact on how others perceive you. Perception is reality. The more self-confidence you have, the more likely it is you'll succeed. It can be difficult for those who are naturally shy, nervous, or unsure of themselves. Fear of failure often becomes self-fulfilling prophecy, making it harder to feel assertive or optimistic in similar circumstances. But there's nothing keeping even terribly shy people from improving self-confidence. Like anything else, it takes practice. And you're going to share some techniques that in low-stress circumstances, you can move forward. If you keep at it, you find your self-confidence markedly improving. I have to say, I was born with self-confidence and self-esteem. I truly was. I never had an issue with it. But as a life coach, I have taught many, many people how to exude that confidence under the fake it till you make it theory, that when you come across in a certain way to get through a situation, you're at an interview, you're feeling insecure, you fake it till you make it, then you can get ahead because people will take you at that perception of you. So that is something you might want to look into.
Well, what you're talking about is actually the subject of last week's show, self-confidence, and you're certainly accurate on that. And some of what you said, but not all, we did discuss last week. So I suggest that people, because there is a relationship between the two, I highly recommend that you do listen to last week's show, which was on self-confidence. What I'll be talking about today primarily is how to build self-esteem, because as you pointed out in the beginning of what you were saying, Joyce, is that it's usually to a specific thing. I can do this or I can't do that, and it can be learned. But it's a lot easier for people who have self-esteem to develop self-confidence, much easier. But in some cases, they'll say, you know what, that's not what I want to do, and I'm not going to do it, and I don't care they don't have confidence in it because it's not of interest to me. So self-esteem is your self-image. It's your perception of yourself, but it goes really deep into a lot of subconscious things that you might not even be aware of. For instance, one could listen to their own self-talk, not their talk when they're out talking to people, their own self-talk. What do they say about themselves? What do they say to themselves? When they look in the mirror, what do they say? When they make an error, which every human being on the planet makes an error, has things that don't work. I mean, Einstein said, if you never make an error, then you're not alive. You know, you've never tried anything. You have to. We learn through our errors. It's just a natural way. But what does a person say to themselves? People with high self-esteem say, oh, okay, let me see. How do I do that? What's a better way? And they'll find it. A person with low self-esteem will simply have this very negative self-talk about how stupid I am and why can't I ever get it right and that's ridiculous and I don't know what to do. And they'll constantly berate themselves. Self-talk is a very important way of listening and observing and of recognizing if you do or do not have good self-esteem.
I want to say about self-esteem that it has been directly connected to an individual's social network, the activities they participate in, and what they hear about themselves from others. positive self-esteem has been linked to factors such as psychological health, mattering to others, and both body image and physical health. On the contrary, low self-esteem has been associated with the outcomes of depression, health problems, and antisocial behavior. Usually, adolescents of poor health will display low self-esteem. And as Beverly referenced on March 1st, our show is called Success Through Self-Confidence. So we acknowledge that there is this kind of overlap. So you might want to check in that show in our archives, March 1, Success Through Self-Confidence. And some of the points I might be reiterating here, I deem worthy enough and important enough to make sure that our listening audience gets it. And, of course, not everyone listens to the same shows, so you do want to catch last week's show as well.
That's very true. Just as I said, that's why I referenced it. Here's a few words of wisdom to consider. A French Renaissance writer and physician named Francois Rabelais, who was living in 1490 to 1553, said, "So much is a man worth as he esteems himself." Mark Twain said, "We can secure other people's approval if we do right and try hard, but our own is worth a hundred of it." Anna Freud, Sigmund Freud's daughter, who is a writer and a psychoanalyst also, and a pioneer in the field of child psychoanalysis, "I was always looking outside myself for strength and confidence, but it all comes from within. It is within all the time." Dr. Danya Friedman, psychologist, TV radio personality, "The way you treat yourself sets the standard for others," and I'm going to talk about that because the way you treat yourself is very much has to do with self-esteem, and it is a way of developing more self-esteem. And the last, two more. Dr. Nathaniel Brandon, psychotherapist, founder of the Brandon Institute for Self-Esteem, he said, "Positive self-esteem is a cardinal requirement of a fulfilling life." And now for just a little bit of humor, Mae West said, "I have never loved another person the way I love myself."
Well, there is humor in that, but it's also quite true, because until you can give yourself that unconditional love, you'll certainly be very apt to judge others. There's some people here that look like new people in our studio. 727-376, would you like to make a comment or ask a question? Come on, get up.
Hi.
Your self-esteem and self-confidence. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, 727. I'm calling from Florida.
Yes, and your name?
Hi, my name is Fran. Hi,
Fran?
This is the first time I've been on the show, so I'm just listening. I think it's very, very interesting, the difference that you're bringing out between the two. And most importantly, my comment would be about the self-talk, which I think that we are all becoming much more aware of. And we're catching ourselves to make sure that we don't continue to talk to ourselves in that way. And when we do have a vision or a dream, we need to make sure that we say to ourselves, it's possible. It's possible.
Very good, Fran. I want
to
thank you.
Everybody else has done that before. It's never going to happen to me. And I think that saying to ourselves, it's possible for me to have that dream, is a step out to where we can really believe.
I want to thank you for calling in. You're a first-time listener. I want to invite you to go to the homepage, Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, if you click on follow, you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic via email. You need not miss any of them when you can't be with us live at this time, and you are live, and we appreciate that. But we want you back. So have you found us through Blog Talk Radio?
Excuse me, I didn't hear that.
I said, did you find us through the promotions on Blog Talk Radio?
No, I actually through a friend.
Oh, very good. Tell your friend thank you. And what's your friend's first name? I'll thank them.
Her name was Lois.
Oh, hi. I'm wondering, Lois Martin, perhaps?
Yes.
Oh, I love Lois Martin. Awesome lady. Great person. She has a show. Yes, yeah, say hi for me. And thank you so much for calling in. Hope to see you back here. Here we have someone else in the studio, guaranteed with high self-esteem, high self-confidence, never misses your show, Beverly Nadler. Take a guess who that might be.
Could it possibly be Janice Miller?
It could
be. The one and only.
Good morning, ladies.
I'd like to thank Fran also. Your comments are very well received and very much appreciated.
I want to say about Janice, I believe what we have in common. I really believe Janice was born that way also. I really believe she had it from day one. Am I correct, Janice?
Joyce, I wish I could say that you're correct, but it is the opposite. I had to fake it till I made it.
Really?
I was so shy that when people would come over and visit, I would go hide in a closet.
Wow.
And, you know, I worked in the casinos, as you know, and I actually, you know, ranked up to public relations. But being a pit boss and a boss of the casino, I did it all. But when I left the casino, I didn't know anybody out there in the world. I was still shy. And then I had a, you know, as you say, fake it till you make it. I worked on smiling at the universe. And, you know, because I got involved with networking, and I wanted to be in charge of my life and stay at home raising my children and not go back to work for anybody else but myself. And that was what I had to do. I had to learn that skill. So obviously it's worked. It's a learned skill, if you will. I mean, I still have moments where, you know, I have to go walk the lonely walk by myself through the streets and the buildings and the casinos, or not the casinos, you know, just malls and such. But I have a different energy now because I learned it. It's a learned skill.
But all this surprises me because as a teenager, you like you said, you faked it till you make it, but you were so young, you weren't even allowed legally in the casinos, and yet you managed to hold top-level jobs there because you came across as years older. So I really thought that was something that you just naturally were.
Well, that was acting. That was my acting skills that I developed. And it was so funny because later in life, somebody said, "Wow, you must really love your job." And that was an aha moment when they said that I thought, "Oh, well, I don't." You know, in my mind, I'm saying, "No, I hate my job." But that was when I decided, well, maybe I should go try to be an actress because I lived an hour away from, you know, Burbank and the studios in L.A. So I did try out a little bit, but that's another story, another time. I don't want to take away from
and all another the wonder- show.
Yes, and Beverly's wonderful information. Thank you, Beverly. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you for calling. I just want to share one thing. I know you never miss a show with Beverly. I know that never. You will do whatever it takes to get up. But believe it or not, the other 4 days we have great shows as well. Just want to tell you that.
I know, honey. Thank you.
Just playing with you. we love you, Janice. Thank you.
Love you. Love you both.
Thank you.
Okay, back to you, Beverly.
Well, some of the things that I do want to say is, why does self-esteem affect our health? What's the actual reason for that? And the reason for that is because when we don't have self-esteem, we have many negative feelings, many negative thoughts. about our life, about things that are not going to work. We're not feeling good about yourself is one of the most negative feelings there is. Negativity is one of the things, because of the way it impacts on our hormonal system, on our nervous system, and our digestion. All of these things, when we're having negative feelings, are affected. And so you did mention, Joyce, some of the illnesses, and depression is certainly one of them. People have eating disorders, drug addiction, alcoholism. Why alcoholism? Why drug addiction? Why eating disorders? Because people want to escape from their bad feelings. And, of course, this just gives you more negative feelings, because people who have the drug addictions and the alcoholism and the eating disorders feel even worse about themselves, because these addictions are so difficult to do anything about. Once you're actually addicted, they are so difficult. So, of course, it causes more low self-esteem. So it is important to get to having good self-esteem before we go into this. Insomnia is another thing that is rampant among people with low self-esteem. And that is not to say that everyone who has insomnia has low self-esteem, or necessarily depression, although it seems if one has high self-esteem, they're not likely to be depressed. Anger also is another thing, and impatience, and things should be different. And you actually create more stress, because the most stress is not from the outside. It's the stress on the inside. And stress releases these hormones that totally throw our body off of balance. So this is why low self-esteem produces bad health, and lack of self-confidence does not, unless it is linked with low self-esteem.
I want to share some relevant quotes. Fred Rogers: if only you could sense how important you are to the lives of those you meet, how important you can be to people you may never even dream of. There is something of yourself that you leave at every meeting with another person. Maxwell Maltz says, low self-esteem is like driving through life with your hand on the brake. Ralph Waldo Emerson: what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Jean Shimoda Bolen says, when you recover or discover something that nourishes your soul and brings joy, care enough about yourself to make room for it in your life. Parker Palmer: self-care is never a selfish act. It is simply good stewardship of the only gift I have, the gift I was put on earth to offer to others. And finally, Harry Palmer: when you adopt the viewpoint that there is nothing that exists that is not part of you, that there is no one who exists who is not part of you, that any judgment you make is self-judgment, that any criticism you level is self-criticism, you will widely extend to yourself an unconditional love that will be the light of the world. So those, I found them quite profound.
Very much so, especially the last one, which really has to do with a totally different view of who you are, and it has to do with a whole spiritual path. It has to do with recognition that there is nothing that exists except one power that we call God, that one thing is the only thing that exists, and everything, meaning every person, everything that exists in any form, is part of that one power. Therefore, we can say, yes, we are all connected. And so you can see that any judgment is self-judgment, because we're looking at a part of ourselves. We are individualized aspects or individualized units of that one power that we call God. Actually, that power has several hundred different names, but most of us call it God. We can call it Source, we can call it the One, call it the Infinite, but we are part of that. And if we believe or see reason to contemplate on the statement made by the religious mystic. His name was Pierre Telluride Desjardins, yes. And he was the one who said, and it's often quoted, we are not physical beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Spiritual beings, part of the One. Now, when you recognize that the One, which is what we call God, has created everything, has every positive attribute, is all loving. And you mentioned unconditional love, Joyce, is all loving. And that's the kind of love that we need to have for ourselves and is all powerful. And you identify yourself as part of that. And there is a huge movement on that called self-realization, which we, oh, by the way, did a show on, recognizing who you really are as a spiritual being. When you come to that realization, and I don't mean that you necessarily become self-realized, which means you become literally part of that or recognize yourself as part of that and feel that way, but know that that's the truth of who you are, then it is a lot easier to love yourself, to esteem yourself, because everything that exists in this one awesome power that created it all is also part of who you are. So that when you can even repeat to yourself, I am at one with the universe, I am an aspect of this incredible, awesome power that we call God. When you can say things like that, not with conceit, not with ego, but with a recognition of the deep spiritual connection that you have to all that exists, then it is a lot easier to have self-esteem.
And talking about connectivity and having it generate self-esteem, self-confidence, you should be listening to this show, folks, because every day we offer positive messages to reinforce all that is good in life. And in the wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, here's why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, as I shared with our new friend Fran from Florida just moments ago, become a loyal listener simply by going to joycebarryandfriends.com, and right under my picture on the upper left, click follow. You'll join the thousands of followers that know about our shows. If they can't make it during the time we're live at 11 Eastern, 24/7, it's in our archives for your listening pleasure, 8 years of our shows. And if you go to the upper right of that and type in Beverly Nadler, all her shows will come up. you'll see over the years, Beverly has been a regular each and every Thursday. Here's to your health Thursdays with extraordinary information on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. So simply by typing in her name or any of the others, all their shows will come up. And while I'm sharing with you about how amazing Beverly is, which she's the only one that's offered a weekly show every Thursday, a few of our favorites have shows once a month, like extraordinary psychic Peter Marks once a month. He has a show. Very few people are offered even that. Peter will be on in another couple of weeks, so you want to know when he's on because you can get a free on-air mini reading. He'll answer your questions and concern free. He's psychic to the celebrities, and he's an amazing person. So, folks, you do want to do that. And one other thing you might want to tap into is the website Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. Beverly, why don't you share what they can look forward to in your website? What's different about yours?
Mine is an educational website. It'll teach you, give information about many of the things that I teach. It'll give you resources. It'll explain a lot about the way the world works. The universal law is something that I teach about how the subconscious mind works. It also has my classes that I have been teaching and my books. So you can click on and find out more about my books and hopefully find them something that you want to order and read, because you'll get a tremendous amount of information. That is some of which we discuss, of course, on these wonderful shows with Joyce, because she probably has what I consider to be the most important radio show there is, really and truly, not only on Thursday. But the fact is I get to talk about a lot of the things, but go into depth on my website. So it's BeverlyNadler.com, and I thank you, Joyce, for referring people there.
Absolutely, it's worthy of referring people to. And another thing I want to refer you folks to is an article called Success Coach Joyce Barry Opens Up About Her Radio Career. That was an extraordinary article by Marcus Papadatos, and I can give you the link to that as well. It's tinyurl.com/successcoachjoyce. That was an extraordinary article in which I mentioned some of the most popular guests on our show, the ones that are invited to be regulars. So you want to check that out as well, tinyurl.com/successcoachjoyce. Back to you, Beverly.
And I would like to comment on two of those things. One, about Peter, who is extraordinary in his gifts, his psychic ability, and is a beautiful person. And also on the article, I just loved it. As much as I know you and I know so many of the things about you, Marco put it in a beautiful way, and everyone who listens to this show should be interested in knowing about their amazing host, who happens to be Joyce Barry. So,
thank you, Beverly. Thank you.
You're welcome. And there's two things that I need to cover before we close. And one is ways of understanding or noticing lack of self-esteem and some strategies to help you. I want to share this with you. Believe it or not, it comes from the Mayo Clinic staff. Low self-esteem can negatively affect virtually every part of your life, including your relationships, your job, and your health. But you can raise your self-esteem to a healthy level even if you're an adult who's been harboring a negative self-image since childhood. And that is changing the way you think. That is essential to change the way you think about yourself and your life in order to boost self-confidence. So let's look at some of the ways that people who don't have self-confidence and self-esteem, sorry about that, yes, it can build self-confidence. We talked about the relationship. But self-esteem is the one, or lack of self-esteem, that can make you sick. There's all or nothing thinking. You see things as either all black or white. and mostly it's black. For example, if I don't succeed in this task, I'm a total failure. That's all or nothing thinking. Then there is mental filtering. You only see negatives and you dwell on them, distorting your view of a person or situation. For example, I made a mistake in that report, and now everyone will realize that I'm just not up to this job. Seeing things from that perception, converting positives into negatives. You reject your achievements and other positive experiences by insisting they just don't count. For example, well, I only did well on that test because it was so easy, or, well, anybody could have done that because there's nothing to it. But actually, I used to do that, by the way, so I know it very well. I was a professional singer, and you can say, well, you had no self-confidence or low self-esteem, medium. But when I'd get off and somebody would tell me how great the song was or how wonderful it was, believe it or not, I would say, well, yeah, except for that note over there. I mean, I actually did that. So I can tell you that is a very real thing, converting positives into negatives. Jumping to negative conclusions, okay? You reach a negative conclusion when there's little or no evidence that supports it. And I hear this all the time, by the way, from other people. My friend didn't reply to my email, so I guess she doesn't like me or wants to end the relationship or is angry with me, when chances are, in the midst of all the email, she maybe didn't even see it. Mistaking feelings for facts. You confuse feelings or beliefs with facts. For instance, I failed at that, so I must be a failure. Now, that is a feeling. It's not a fact. No one is a failure anyhow. Somebody could fail at something, as Einstein said. If you don't get something wrong, if you don't make a mistake, you're obviously not doing anything. And then the big one, the self-put-downs, where you undervalue yourself. You put down yourself in a self-deprecating humor, where your self-talk is just very, very negative, or even talking to other people, you put yourself down. And very often, the thinking about behind that is, well, I'm just not that worthy, I'm just not that good, or I don't do things right. Listen to yourself, and Fran was on before, mentioned how important that is, and we appreciate that. So that's some of the thoughts and beliefs that you can have, and you need to notice them, become as aware as you can, and then as you notice these things, instead of going, oh, that's terrible, say, wow, I'm so glad I noticed that. Now I can change it. The more you notice the things where you put down, the more you can say, no, that's not true. I'm really a good person. I feel good about myself. I do, I may make a mistake here and there, but so does everyone. And it is important to create positive affirmations about yourself.
Very, very important to do that. And even though you might be positive, even though you might want to succeed and utilize all these things that you learn every day, go into action to succeed. As a decades-long professional coach, for some reason, whatever that reason is, people procrastinate, even with the information, even with the confidence and self-esteem. So if you're one of those people, I ask you to ask yourself the question, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? And folks, I share that with you because I hear from so many people, they get such value out of the shows, and I go, great, what from any show did you go into action, did you do? And they have to kind of think about it. I want you to listen to enough shows that you don't even need to think about it. Oh, on Beverly's show, I learned to do this. On that one show, I learned to do that. That is what our goal is. So join the thousands of followers that become what we call our loyal listeners. We love you, our loyal listeners. Send me an email, CoachJoyce@AOL.com, and tell me the kind of shows you want to hear. If you want to recommend anyone to be our special guest, because they might be this ordinary person that did this extraordinary thing. They can join the ranks of our A-listed authors, writers, business leaders. So do become a part of our Joyce Barry and Friends family. Back to you, Beverly.
Okay, before we wrap up, I need to give you these strategies, and they're simple, but you actually, as Joyce said, when, if not now, when, begin doing it. Start, maybe get yourself a special book, in which is going to be a book that's my self-esteem book, my recognition of my strengths book. That's something that you go to because that tells your mind, and this is where everything, this is in your perception, it's in your beliefs, it's your subconscious. You want to change that to recognizing the value that you have. And so I'm going to suggest these things, and I highly suggest them, and I use them with my classes when I was teaching self-esteem. We did this in class. We would make these particular lists, and I told people, transfer these into your self-esteem book. So at least five of your strengths, and if you can't think of any, just I'll give you a few words. How about persistence? How about courage? How about friendliness? How about creativity? How about kindness? What are the things that you do? Generosity. Any of the positive things that you do that people consider positive, that love, any of these things, that you write them down. Then put five things that you actually admire about yourself. Can't think of anything? Well, I don't know. Perhaps you have a spouse and you have a good relationship, or perhaps you had a good relationship, or maybe something you did as a child, or maybe some things that you won, or if you're an older person with children and grandchildren, and they're in what shall we say, in good shape, so to speak, how you managed to raise them and help them. Anything that you have that's positive. It may take a while for you to think of that. And if that's the case, then you realize, wow, I really need to do this. And what about some of the things that you achieved in your life? Recovering from a serious illness, believe it or not, that's a huge achievement. Learning to use the computer, graduating from college, even graduating from high school, learning to drive. I'm just giving you suggestions because I have had people in classes that would sit there and they could think of not one good thing to write down in their list. So that in any kind of accomplishments, you know, accomplishment, learning to walk, tie your shoes, whatever you've done as a child, go back to child, you will stimulate your mind to think in that direction. And then think of things that you can do to reward yourself, to show yourself that you esteem yourself. How about just taking some time off and relaxing and breathing, or reading something that you read just for pleasure, or taking a walk through the woods, or going to a museum. things that you can consider a reward, and we're not talking about food or alcohol. We're talking about things, and not necessarily anything that costs anything, although you can also think of something that you want and say, you know what, I deserve that. I'm going to buy that for myself. But do keep it, what I'm going to say, in your budget, because if you don't, then you will start criticizing yourself. And we're not looking for that. We're looking for you to find things to appreciate. Then something that is wonderful for your immune system, for your entire body, for your entire mind, is what can you do to make yourself laugh? Is there a good television show that makes you laugh? A book, some videos on your computer, or videos that you can watch, or a movie, or joke books, make yourself laugh. And then some things that you can do to help other people. And why is that important? Because it is a natural thing within the human psyche that when you help other people, even something simple, it could be noticing an older person and saying, can I take your package for you to the car? Or anything that you can do because you feel good about yourself. You can't help it. It's just a natural response. And then, of course, what I said before is your affirmations. Create affirmations that are yours. After you've looked at all of these lists and you've see all of the things that you have done and accomplished, then create affirmations and some simple affirmations. They should be your own, but some, I feel good about myself. I take good care of myself. I take care of my health. And if you don't, begin to do that, because taking care of yourself is one of the ways that you esteem yourself. I spend time with people that I enjoy being with, and we share and make each other feel good. And you can even say, I'm a good person. I deserve to be alive. People like me. Whatever the talents that you have, constantly reinforce that you are someone worthy of self-love. And when I spoke before about the spiritual aspect, if that resonates with you, then you can say, I am part of the one creative power. I am a unit of that. God is expressing through me. Any of these things that make you feel better about yourself, and it may take a while as you repeat them, and you may even hear yourself saying things, no, that's not true. When if you hear yourself saying that, say, no, it is true. Eventually, you will win out, because these are what you want will win out, because these are things that have been impressed perhaps since you were a child, and you are going to change that because you have the power to do that.
I want to add two things. I thought your lists were very, very good. I would add quotes. I use quotes for everything, and they're incredible. You can go online, self-esteem quotes, self-confidence quotes, and when you say those to yourself as affirmations, it will reinforce, and online it'll give you ideas. The other thing is you might want to include compliments from others where you actually write them down in your book, to remind yourself about how highly people think of you. I just have to say, using one particular example, I have a dear friend, Stefan, S-T-E-F-A-N, Ryback, R-Y-B-A-K. If you go check out his Facebook page, Stefan Ryback, he is the most positive person I know. All the time, every time, when he leaves me messages, they are so upbeat and positive that I don't erase it from my voicemail. I just keep them there, and I listen to them, and I laugh every time I hear them. The energy and the power behind them. And, folks, I do want to share with you how it makes me feel when I get positive endorsements, even if they're in the spirit of fun. So my website is Joyce Barry, my official website, joycebarry.com, and I have countless testimonials from people all over the country for me as a professional life coach, and I'll share some of my favorite endorsements with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando,
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, if you do that, put self-esteem in the subject line. I always like to know the show that prompted you to connect with me, to write to me. I love hearing from our listeners about our shows, our guests, anything you want to write, CoachJoyce@AOL.com. And I shared that with you. Beverly's, one of her suggestions was laughter. So that, in the spirit of fun, tying it in with positive acknowledgments, but certainly in the spirit of fun. And we have a psychic, Peter Marks, coming in a few weeks. He's also a medium. So we encourage him to send those people our way. And with the help of Kirk Fitzpatrick, we have a lot of those people. So I want to go back to you, Beverly. I have no doubt you have a closing poem for us.
Yes, I do. And my closing message that I want to leave you with is that the strategies that I and Joyce gave you seem deceptively simple, and yet as simple as they are, if you actually do them, they will change your life. My poem is, I believe in me. I believe in me. I've set myself free. I finally trust in tomorrow. No more struggle and strife, for I create my life, and I've let go of yesterday's sorrow. We bring forth our world, and as it's unfurled, we make our own heaven or hell. Just look around you, see how beauty surrounds you, and you'll know all truly is well. You'll watch with awe at the blessings in store, for they come to you without end. I believe in me, I've set myself free. I know the universe is my friend. Start believing in you, for once you do, you'll know how wonderful you are. Your destiny's clear. There's nothing to fear. Your future is bright as a star.
That was awesome, Beverly Nadler. I love each and every poem. I love your shows, the contributions you make to people worldwide with your wisdom, your savvy. Very, very good. And, folks, I want to leave you with a message. Go out and make someone happy today. Go do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. And here is my special poem for all of you, my message. May my prayer, my message. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting spirit, special people and opportunities, creating magical memories and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we want to invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.